What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, this is Coco. I like to overmodulate.
Buckle my shoe. Don't you think I'm better, though?
You have. Your mic skills have gotten a lot better.
Thank you.
They really have.
All I needed was some time on the air.
All you needed was 22 years to figure it out.
Right.
That's it.
22 minutes if I was on the air. No.
Let's dive into why you held back.
Hold on. We got to open up.
We do a thing before we play the music.
Oh, you do like where you stick the tip in?
Yeah.
And give everybody like a real hard teaser?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to find out why you held Coco back from his radio career coming up after our song.
Oh, wow. We're calling it holding back?
Yeah. You held back Coco. You made a move to Maine to be a lobsterman.
Yeah, a lumberjack.
Him and Marky Wahlberg are going to fucking perfect storm it. Or is that what it's called?
Just Affleck. Affleck and Damon.
This is Seth's mandatory podcast opening. He's a sexy boy.
Coco doesn't believe you.
No, for real, Coco. This is how we open up the podcast.
I like it.
With the sexy boy, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Sexy boy!
I'm in the gorilla position, ready to come on out. Hit my music.
Spot me, Rob.
Yeah, shut up. Spot me, Rob.
You think that we can get Coco in to be a daily downloader when it's all said and done?
Well, it's going to be a little bit tough because I was explaining to Coco. So Coco was like, when's this episode coming out? I'd like to, you know, hear it. I'm like, well, it's on our podcast. So he goes, oh, all right, so just the Twitch deal. And I go, no, it's on our podcast. And Coco goes, you mean the fucking YouTube deal? And I go, no, it's our podcast. Do you have Apple phone? No, I got fucking Galaxy Willie.
I got a StarTech. When you're in Maine, you got to roll with the StarTech.
We'll get you a link. Don't worry. We'll get
cool.
I said I'm gonna send you a link, and you'll be able to mark out to yourself. And when you go when you go down to the honky tonk bars, you can be like, "Hey, I'm a big time fucking guy from Florida."
Yeah, with all three guys in the bar.
What is the bar like? By the way, this is Coco.
Yeah, who is Coco? Bubba,
Coco is a guy that I met in 1998 with my at that time coworker Brent Hatley. He didn't work for me. He worked for Clear Channel. And I was doing mornings on 98 Rock, and he was doing mornings for Ron Diaz on Thunder. Brent Hatley. And then Brent and Brent's best friend Brent's best friend in life is Coco. And they went to they've known each other since middle school, and we just were just hanging out. It'd be like me, Craig, Coco, Crooked Dick Billy, like just some of the that was kind of the crew.
Yep.
For Breezy, and we all just kind of started hanging out. So then Hatley came to start working for me in 2000 at 98 Rock till 04 when we got fired. And then when we hit the big time, signed a multi-million dollar deal with Howard, I was just hiring everybody just to fucking hire them.
And I was like, through that money quick.
I was like, hey, Hatley, let's fucking, you know, let's pay Coco 30 grand to hang out with 25 in the back and fuck around all day.
Was Coco trying to work with you, or you just wanted to start putting your friends on the payroll?
That.
Okay.
Well, both. I mean, who wouldn't? Both. I mean, it was fun. I mean, we literally would show up and, you know.
But did you think Coco had radio chops? I mean.
Well, here's the thing. Coco is funny as absolute fuck.
You've stolen everything in your career from him.
I haven't stolen everything, but I've probably stolen. I mean, we can go through some of the catchphrases that I have, that I have stolen, so to speak. But, you know, listen, when you hear something that's funny, then you emulate it. And that's. Hold on. Do I have heat with Coco because I use some of his terms?
No way.
No, I just think that there's some residuals that should be coming his way.
I'm gonna sell him later today.
I know who my agent is. Yeah. I got that. I'll figure it out.
You know, they always say you should have a Jewish man to be your agent, and you got one right there, buddy.
Man.
Listen, I had Bubba recruit me for 3 months before I signed up for this show. I had to really work a deal.
And I didn't have a Jewish agent trying to get a hold of a Jewish guy.
I need him. I'm ready to sign right now for 7 cents.
Bubba,
so let me just tell you. So in hanging out with Coco for 6 years, I knew Coco in no radio capacity, but just hanging out with the boys, right?
Right.
And he's like the fucking best of all the guys that we hang out
with.
He didn't sell the weed. He was just funny as fuck.
Okay.
Like with all of his little expressions and just, It's just funny as absolute fuck.
None of the funny guys have the weed, so I just didn't know if that was his thing.
Oh, he was on the weed.
A full-time smoker, man. Okay. Yeah. Since sixth grade.
Yeah, I was. He's just recently laid off because of a job application.
Right.
Yeah. Because of a potential main piss test.
Lumberjack Sammy and the Get Fresh Gang.
Lumberjack Sally and the Get Fresh Gang.
Are you guys fully legal in Maine?
We are.
Okay.
But now, are you recreational?
Some of the jobs still, you know, they could. Yeah, they are. You can have up to an ounce.
So full rec Willie.
Yeah, full
what
rec Willie.
Are
some
you
of
fucking
the,
kidding
I know,
me?
You know why? Because it's Blue McGillicuddy and you got Janet Mills up there strumming her clizz. So. So she's a douchebag.
You can say clit. You can say clit.
Yeah.
You got Janet Mills strumming her clit.
Strumming her clit at a rapid pace. That thing looks like, have you ever seen the Hills Have Eyes? With that guy sitting in the chair with that lumpy ass head? That's what her clit looks like.
She looks like a Mike Tyson speed bag?
Yes. No, the speed bag looks way better.
So, all the years of hanging out with Coco, you know, he's just funny as fuck. So when I got, you know, when they were paying me a couple million bucks to have you and the Get Fresh crew get fucking crazy,
yep.
I hired Coco to sling merch. Well, Coco, anytime we would do something with him, the fans loved him. And so, but I couldn't get, I didn't have a spot in my fucking all-star rotation.
You mean like in the studio? Because Manson.
Yeah, it was, you know, me, Manson, Spice, and Brent with a Dave Rice chime in.
Oh,
and
man.
I didn't have time. But anytime we did things with Coco, it was funnier than fuck. Probably, I'm going to be honest with you, probably one of my biggest fuck-ups in getting talent to the top would be not fast-tracking Coco.
Well, you said Coco came to you. I mean,
he did.
And now, were you and Coco having threesomes before or after he
me
worked here?
Coco can, me and Coco.
I have a lot of questions.
We've had two threesomes, and one of which we can talk about. Right, Coco?
We've had three.
We've had three?
Yeah. Well, the one was just kind of a minor deal, but we remember the chicken
and
his
up tizza. When you say minor deal, let's make sure it was an of-age person in a minor situation.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. I don't want that to be misconstrued, but no. Remember the chick in the hot tub? She was skiing with us. And then Crooked Dick Billy came out, and I handed him a hand towel to cover his bean.
What the fuck?
Because he was trying to get, him and Whitey were trying to get in on the action. I said, buddy, you need to take that inside. Bubba and I got this operation under control.
Well, Crooked Dick Billy was trying to make it a foursome?
Well, no, hold on. So we had, which girl did we have? We can say.
She was just some chick we picked up from the local nasties.
A strip club,
I think.
All right, and so they're back at my house in Tierra Verde.
Yep.
All right, and did we take her jet skiing or we made her squirt?
No, she was between us, and she was doing the snow ski gimmick with both of our utensils.
Oh. That's a double hand job, Bubba.
She had both of our missiles.
Yes.
I got that one from you, too.
I know.
She had both of our missiles in her hand. So Crooked Dick Billy came out and tried to get on the action.
Yeah, and then I was like, watch this, Bubba. I'm going to hand this, because he's got a pretty decent rod.
Right.
But it kicks to the side like his leg was broken. That's why we call him Crooked Dick Billy. So I was like, I'm going to hand him a hand towel and try to tell him to cover his unit. Because remember, we were all swimming and shit?
Right.
Yeah.
And then he had, you know, a noticeably larger wiener, although crooked.
But he could stand around the corner and it would peek at you.
Right. And so Coco didn't want the addition. Like, it was just like it is in the wild. So Coco had to run him off like a gorilla would.
Yeah, I did. Because I knew what he was up to, because I've done double team willies with him.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. That's amazing. So that was the first
so
time?
So we double teamed.
No.
We double teamed.
Oh, that wasn't the first. Okay.
And we double teamed Krispy Kreme. We did?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
She was a fuck.
She was.
How do you have the double team go down with you guys? How
Listen, my son listens to this podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
It's too fucking late. You've said too much. How does the double team
I'm gonna
start?
I'm going to have to tell Tyler specifically, don't listen
well,
to
then,
what number is this?
It's 14. Don't.
Don't listen to 14.
Well, then he's going to listen to it, Bubba.
No, he's not. He'll don't go against my word.
It's free. It's very accessible. People know where to get these
podcasts. Yeah.
Everybody but Coco knows where to download these.
Everybody but the guy that's on the show knows how to get it.
Yeah.
Damn, that's messed up.
How do you get tell me how the threesome and the tag team
gets
arranged.
One of them just got arranged because it got arranged. And then the Krispy Kreme got
arranged. I remember.
How do you remember?
Because I remember how it went down.
Well, tell me how it went down, Coco. I feel like I need some soft music
playing.
Oh,
this is going to be great. This is going to be so good. So it was one night I spent the night over there, and I was in just one of the guest rooms, right? And I was already knocked out sleeping. And he already told me, he said, yeah, I got the Krispy Kreme coming over for afternoon delight.
By the way, her name was Krispy Kreme because I met her because she brought me a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts to 98 Rock, and then I began fucking her.
Oh, and it was good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So but I had her dispatched over?
Yes. So
An afternoon delight?
Yes, and I knew he was already going to get some, so I'm like, damn, so I got to go to sleep and maybe give mine to Captain Hook while he's in there doing that.
Give mine to Captain Hook, right?
Yeah, so all of a sudden, I awake to Coco, Coco. He's standing at the door in his skivvies. I swear to God, and he goes, come on, man, I think I got a little action for you. and we walked back to his room.
Was about 69 steps. Yes. It was from here to like the fucking goat facility.
Was Bubba shirtless? He was shirtless?
Yes, he was shirtless, underwear, nothing else. Okay. Just underwear, but he was killing me. He's like, come on, Coco. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because I knew, man, he was telling me what that was all about. So then I got in there, and he just said, give her a mouthful of joy. And I did.
Wow. Bubba.
What?
How'd you
always hooked my boys up.
How much did you pay her? What did you tell her to let her?
Nothing.
She loved Bubba, dude.
I know, but the Coke, how'd you convince her to let Coco come in?
Hey, you know what? It would be super cool if you fucked my boy. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that'd be kind of cool, huh? My boy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in my office.
Did Heather ever want a piece of cocoa?
I'm not really getting into all that.
Okay, sorry. I said too much. Edit it out.
We're not getting any of that.
Hey, look, I just didn't know how deep this gets.
I'm sorry,
okay?
I said too much. I'll edit it out. No, actually, leave it in, but let's not talk about anything
okay,
like
all
that.
Right. Enough said.
So, Coco, we had the stripper, and we had somebody else, yep. And then we had the Krispy Kreme.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, Krispy Kreme. I took her to WrestleMania 19 when Hogan fought The Rock in Toronto. Did you know that?
Yes. To Toronto?
Yeah. Fucking Hogan paid for first class for the whole fucking crew to go.
That was the main deal that year, too.
It was co-main.
Was it? Who was the main
I don't
year?
Know.
Wow.
Check.
That's crazy.
Did your Galaxy get Google?
Oh.
Did your StarTech?
Hold on, no.
Did your StarTech get fucking ass Jeeves?
My flip phone busted a ribbon, so I'm screwed.
So Coco was like my merchandise guy with 25, and he's always been so fucking funny.
It says WrestleMania 19 was in Seattle, Bubba.
No, it was where was 21? Where was Toronto? Where was 21? Where was Toronto?
This one had Hogan versus McMahon in a street fight.
No, Hogan versus The Rock in Toronto.
Okay,
see where that is. That would have been like circa 2000 and maybe 3 or 4.
Right around then.
I'm trying to think about.
I think it was before you started Sirius. We started Sirius or whatever.
Yeah.
2002.
Yeah, it's before. Yeah, before I even made Tyler, because Krispy Kreme was before before Tyler's mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way before.
You were talking about the big match was outside of Hogan and The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, was it Triple H versus Jericho?
Yep. That was the co-main. I think it was. Yeah. That was the co-main, and I was in a box with, remember, Wheel Tech Pete? That Molly Eaton motherfucker? Remember him?
Yes. I wasn't a fan.
No, well, he's dead.
Well, are we talking about Pete the Sports Geek?
No,
the other,
Wheel
Thick Neck Willie.
The one, the little growthed out thick
neck. Yeah, I didn't really have nothing against him, but the other one I didn't like. I didn't like Pete the Sports Geek.
Yeah, Coco has been known to beat guys up for me.
Hell, that's awesome.
Like, he will beat the fuck out of somebody.
And he lives in Maine full time. Can he come back down if we need him to kick somebody's ass? Because
I think Anishi comes back down and, you know, hang. I got at my sister's apartment. You know, I live with my sister, Coco.
Yeah. I did know that.
And
not in the trailer anymore. Did he know you when you lived in the trailer?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, were you guys talking then?
We've kind of kept on and just leave it to me to fuck it up because I just reached out to Coco and when he moved to Maine.
Yeah.
If I would have reached out to Coco like in September, I could have saved the Maine trip and put him on the fucking radio.
Right. I wouldn't have had to get in that damn U-Haul and make that trip.
He drove all the way from Tampa, Florida to fucking Augusta,
Maine. For a job?
Well, I moved here in 82, so I'm originally from Maine. So I went back up because I'm half of my family, relatives, all that good stuff are here, and then half are up there.
Okay.
Honestly, the main reason I moved to Maine is I'm sick of this friggin' 90 plus friggin' 350 days a year.
But if we got ridiculous. On a diet together, buddy, the heat wouldn't affect you so bad. And that's a fat guy talking to a fat guy.
Right.
And you know,
I'm getting there, man. I'm still.
I mean, you're only like 20 pounds and you're dialed in.
Right. That's what I need to be, yeah.
And then your fucking pickle.
That put me at 250, and then I could see that thing again.
Your pickle?
Yeah.
Remember when Hootie used to bite your pickle?
Yes. We used to get him to take a hack at Crooked Dick Billy's penis, too.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you said, is that Hulk Hogan bit?
No, my dog. My dog was named Hootie, and we'd get him all riled up.
You could get him wound up.
You could get him all wound up and get him fucking, and then he'd just start biting and try to bite guys' dicks.
Yeah. He was insane.
What's up with Crooked Dick Billy? How come we...
What's Crooked Dick Billy doing?
He's doing great. I actually stayed with him 3 days.
Now on, when you come back to Florida, you must fucking pencil me into staying with me for a little bit.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I already know what takes place.
I don't think it's like the old days anymore. I think
can be.
Well, in that case, no, I'm kidding.
There's never a dull moment with me.
Please.
What do you mean, Bubba? The craziest you get right now is sleeping with the windows open when it's 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you think.
I'll hit you with a zombie dog.
I know what you got going on,
you might get hit with a zombie dog.
One, two, buckle my shoe.
I don't know what that means, but I'm on the lookout for both of those.
Right.
So Coco, you're... moved here in 82, and then I think you moved back to Maine one other time,
I used to go up twice a year ever since pretty much that time frame. In the summer, once in the winter.
Are you
and
sure?
That's when I met Brent.
Coco, are you sure you may not have fucking planted a seed and you're trying to get, 14 states away?
Hey. Let's everybody settle down.
I'm just saying.
Because when
it's somewhat of an abrupt Florida exit,
if you will.
He's got
a family there.
Yeah, but his mom and dad live down here.
Well, ironically, they just... they had a property up there that they just sold this summer. So for the last 8 years, they've lived up there 6 months and here 6 months.
Yeah, but they live down here full time.
Yeah,
now.
But I mean, you know.
And your daughter lives down here?
Yeah, but I probably see her more up there than I would
How
down
old's
here.
How old's your daughter?
She'll be 27 in August.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You look like you're 35.
How old are you, Coke? 44?
I'll be 50 in July.
No shit.
Are you really going to be 50?
Yeah, the big 50. That's what I plan on being back again, unless you bring me back for a wooden nickel.
Bring you back for a fly-in for a special appearance,
yeah,
Willie.
Yeah, special appearance.
Was Coco meet and greet?
Now I'm B-Fud.
Coco, was there any, when you were working for Bubba back in the day, I mean, because... was there any moment where you wanted to kick his ass? Was that?
No.
Oh, Coco.
No.
Did he ever?
You sure?
What was the most
I'm
angry?
Positive. The most angry that him and I ever got was, he's going to remember, on the basketball court, right, Bubba? Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, you threw the basketball at me. You were mad at me, too.
What the fuck?
Well, I was trying to take hacks at you before I would have gotten killed.
We just were arguing, you know.
Oh,
it happens.
Nothing about work or
when
anything?
When you hang out with somebody and you're boys, it happens. You just
Coco probably called a tic-tac foul on me going down the fucking line.
Yeah, but Bubba. But
that probably was it.
Bubba holds a grudge like a motherfucker, though.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Yeah. Not like I used to, though.
No, but we didn't talk for a while.
We didn't?
No, remember?
No, for real, buddy.
Yeah, we didn't. Remember at Steve's wedding, we didn't even talk.
Steve who?
Hatley.
Oh, we didn't?
Remember? Yeah.
Well, you know what? I apologize for that.
No, we're good, man. We're good. It's
it was
funny.
Probably over some stupid shit that both of us feel stupid about.
Well, it was just at the time where
was
you
it my fault more than yours?
You gave me the axe, and you told me to get out.
Grab your cleats and get
to
step
in. You told Bean to sit down with me and tell me my services were no longer needed.
That's fucked up, Bubba.
Yeah. And then, and the thing is, I had just worked that Saturday and did a video for Manson and 25, we did like a little video. And then what happened was I was wrong. I didn't show up for work the next day after the Super Bowl that Monday. And he said, nah, we won't be needing your services. Turn in your key and your card to Tom B.
Oh, man.
But then, so we weren't, we weren't out like talking bad about each other. Like, as far as I know, I didn't hear him talking bad about me on the air. We just weren't talking. And then we didn't talk at the wedding. And I remember I was listening to the show. And obviously, Brent and I are still best friends. And, you know, Brent's still working for him. And I remember listening to the show, and Bubba was like, yeah, man. He's like, I saw Coco at the wedding, and he wasn't having it. Like, he wasn't looking at me. He wasn't talking. And then he's like, you know, I'd like to bury the hatchet. And so Brent, I remember I was listening, and then Brent reached out to me. And I was like, hell yeah. So you probably don't remember, but he called me live on the air, and we hashed it out.
Bubba, this is like, you don't remember any of your life. This is so important to Coco and all these ups and downs, and you don't remember any of them.
I can't help it.
Zell the man some money.
I mean,
yeah.
Zeal.
Guys that are as brilliant as me and have done as much as I've done, as many mountains. I mean, you think a guy that's climbed a million mountains can remember like mountains, 100,000 to 250?
I know, but when you fall off the mountain, your memory comes back.
I'm in the Grand Canyon, bitch. I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to get back to sea level. I'm below sea level now, bitch. I used to be, at the highest peak, fucking, Used to be Mount Everest Willie. Now I'm Grand Canyon Jones.
Man, you've had on. You've been on both ends of the spectrum. That's for sure.
Oh man, have I not?
And you never. There wasn't any point where you said I should have put him on the air, Bubba. Right? You never had that.
No. I have had that conversation. Just over the years, he's so fucking funny.
Anybody else?
And he would be so good, but I just never had a crack in the lineup until. I never had a crack in the lineup until 2012.
Well, you let
Spice Boy left in March of 2012. Coco would have been slinging T-shirts for 6 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's not going to do that.
I feel like you let more people chime in, though, now than you did back then.
Yeah, I locked it
for
down
sure.
a little bit more. Yeah.
100%, Seth, for sure. Yeah. I've noticed that, too. Back then, it was tough to get airtime if you were kind of behind the scenes.
And ongoing rib was Coco was always trying to get airtime. So he'd be like, hey, I'm Coco. anytime that he'd just be in the room dropping stuff off, he'd go like, hey, everybody, it's Coco here.
Yeah. And everybody, hey, no, it's Coco. Even before Bubba, what got me to where I was like, man, radio seems fun. Like, I really think I would enjoy this is even when before Bubba let me start coming in and working for him, I would go in and sit in on the show with Brent and Ron Diaz. So I would go in there and they would let me like take some calls back then and kind of get involved and help them out. Yeah. Yeah. I just thought it was
fun. You know, a couple groupie bitches from Kansas City sucking your cock.
They start buffing your helmet and you're like, hey, I'm in. Yeah, sure.
Is it possible that you were holding him down, Bubba, because you were just planning on stealing all of his vernacular and lingo?
Let's get into that now. Let's think of all the stuff that I admittedly phrases and things that I say, part of my Bubba-isms that I got from Coco. I did, you know, I mean.
McGillicuddy Jones?
McGillicuddy Jones, yeah, both.
That's actually, Brent and I got to give Brent a little credit on that. Well, we used to say that in high school and how that.
What, McGillicuddy?
Yes.
All right, so who does that go to? Is that a half?
Half and half.
It's like a half sack?
Yes, I got to give Brent.
Reggie White got him down, but, you know, A.J. Hawk came out on the backside.
And I'm Deacon Jones. Yeah, I'm Deacon Jones on the backside. But how that started is if we didn't, like, we were talking about somebody in high school and we didn't know their name, they'd be like, oh, look at that jobber. Well, we didn't say jobber back then.
Yeah, you got jobber for me, bitch.
True. We would be like, look at Ham Hock McGillicuddy over there, you know?
So and, McGillicuddy definitely half Hatley, half Coco. What about Jones?
Jones and Willie was me, and I just started saying
absolutely that. Absolutely,
it's you. Just started saying that, like, to finish whatever, like, you know, like he uses it.
What does it mean? How does it make you feel that people talk like that today? Like, and you're responsible for it.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, although I didn't get a wooden nickel.
Didn't get no residuals.
No.
They're coming today, Coco. They're coming today.
A couple head jobs and some pussy out of the deal.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Pay me in pussy. I'm good.
All right, so McGillicuddy, Jones, Willie.
Cancel Christmas.
Cancel Christmas.
Now, I will say this. Cancel Christmas I actually got from a movie called Colors. There's a scene in there where
Ice-T.
Colors. Yeah, yeah.
There's I am a
scene
black
where
cat
they
walking.
Find out. Yep.
I'm talking.
Gangs in the jungle will multiply. Colors.
How about red lights, LAPD?
Yeah. Fucking blue lights, LAPD. That's Ice-T, too. That's from an Ice-T song.
I'm trying to think of all. I wish we were on Twitch right now.
Yeah.
Because the chat.
There's
a
few.
The chat could come up with all of them.
You were doing the Twitch show with Brent, right?
I was.
Okay. So you're not doing that anymore? Are you guys just
No, I haven't done that since July.
Really?
Yeah, it was only a 3-month run.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was like an NBA 10-day contract you signed, right?
Not really. It's just the money. I you know, it just wasn't no money there for me. So if we were making a little bit more money, I definitely would have stayed.
Yeah.
So
if you're over here, man, can you imagine making some, you know, decent money over here
and
being able to hang out at this facility?
Oh, I'd love it. I already know. I mean, I've been here. I've done it with you guys.
I'd step aside, Bubba, and let him be the new number two.
You would not.
No way.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean?
He's not a number two.
He's not?
He's a three or four.
No, he's a number two. He's number two all day.
No, he's a slot.
Oh, I don't think, you know, I'd give this guy the ball all the time.
He's going to get 15, 16 totes.
Yeah,
he's not going to, you know, he's not going to be my feature back.
if I'm scheming against Coco, I'm scheming as, like, he's the number one wide receiver.
You're my Davante Adams, and he's my Aaron Jones.
Well, I mean, the Aaron Jones is a powerhouse.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You got to give me some totes.
He can do it all.
He's got to get 12 totes.
I got to get some totes to get the wheels going. Yeah, man.
How about the Packers shutting down Derrick Henry?
I tell you what, man.
What are you, a Packers mark too?
No. Good. I just
he's a Dolphin guy.
No, I'm a Cowboy, unfortunately.
Cowboy?
Oh yeah. It's been
But rough. I will say this, man. Over the last 5 years, my interest in the Cowboys is absolutely zero.
And they brought in a fucking Green Bay retread ass
and
bucket.
How plump as a hen is that motherfucker, man?
Mike McCarthy?
God, his mask is stretched, looks like a teabag on his face. It's so bad.
Do you get killed in Maine for being a Cowboys fan? Isn't everybody a Pats fan?
I don't tell everybody.
Okay, yeah.
I don't tell
They're
nobody.
All Pats fans, right?
You know what? Surprisingly, I have two cousins up there and two other cousins that are Dolphins and Jets fans. Yeah.
Really?
But most people, are Pats fans. They're on the wagon.
What do you think about Tom Brady coming to – were they all upset over Tom Brady?
My God. Devastated. Devastated.
But, you know, I got to tell you, he's fucking played great.
He has. And no, I'm talking about in Maine. They're devastated.
They are?
Yeah.
How is there anything – there is no sports franchises based out of Maine,
that's why that's why they pull for the Pats. It's the closest thing to them. That and the Maine Black Bears in college. That's all you got.
The Maine Black Bears. Yep. Are they, you know, D1? Are they D1?
They are, but they've only been D1 for maybe 14, 15 years. They didn't used to be.
They're best in hockey, right?
Yeah, won a national championship in hockey.
Yeah, don't fuck with hockey up there, right?
Yeah, no, hell no.
They're down here.
That's a serious sport.
How far are you from the Canadian border?
I'd say about 4 hours.
Far?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, as hot as it gets down here and as miserable it is there, it's got to be. I mean, think about it. It's really cold up there, Coco. That's next level coldness.
Listen, I swear to God to you that up until a month ago, I still had shorts on and I'd wear a hoodie, you know, but I didn't have long pants.
That's because you're robbing convenience stores. But I mean,
yeah, the old mask came in handy with this whole COVID deal. No, I just, it's so damn hot. I got sick of going outside, doing some work in the yard, and then I got to change a shirt.
Is it really, is it refreshing? Like, you know, like Dave Rice moved to Vermont and he loves it.
Yep. Vermont's a lot like Maine.
Yeah.
It was like you get natural AC when you're outside. That's what it feels like. It's like cool. Now, obviously, this month and February are going to be the worst months to get through.
What about the pussy up there?
I told you, it's improved.
Have you?
They built a couple gyms, and now
it's frozen.
Have you got any pussy since you've been up there?
I have.
You did?
Yes.
You get it on. I feel like you don't get it online. You probably meet women in person.
Yeah.
Down at the lodge.
Well, I've been throwing some top water at some girls I went to school with up there.
Oh, there we go.
Do you put chains on your tires to go down to the honky tonk? And then
he thinks I'm driving Medusa up there.
The monster truck?
Yeah. World of Wheels, 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 Wheels. Red Man presents.
Oh, fuck, Coco. I wish I would have talked to you. You've been on. I would have had you. I would have hired you to come back here in some capacity.
I hear you. I hear you.
We don't have the merchandise division anymore, but we would have found a spot for you.
Oh, but guess what? I'm bringing it back.
Are you?
Yeah, and I'm not really, haven't told Rainbow Rick about it yet, but I'm bringing the world of merchandise back.
Did I inspire you?
Yes, you kind of did.
Thank you.
So I'm going to bring back Bubba Army hoodies and regular shirts and hats, but I got to figure out, you know,
you haven't been slinging that stuff? That surprises me.
I've been having an Amazon and like a third party deal, and I've been getting just fucking hammered on the deal. So I'm going to bring it back
in-house. You're still selling stuff. You just were outsourcing.
I got to bring it back in-house. In order to.
Bubba was destitute for a while. I came in and revitalized the Bubba the Love Sponge franchise. So.
There's a little truth to that, for real.
I thought there was a lot of truth to that.
Well, yeah, Seth's definitely good to have. I can tell.
Thank you.
In a lot of ways, especially for contract negotiations for potential other people.
Now we're cooking with oil.
I was able to negotiate a great deal with Bubba. He offered me minimum wage, and I go, I can't do that. And he goes, that's all I got. And I go, well, I can't do that. And then he doubled it.
And I threw in a pre-roll from fucking from Trueleaf, and we haven't looked back since.
We have a good bonus structure. Bubba has a fair bonus structure here.
Pre-rolls and cartridges.
Seth was like, deal.
So if you got to get in, Seth, you can get into your uncomfortable questions with him if you'd like.
No, I don't. I mean, we talked about the threesomes. We talked about some of the stuff on the radio.
I got to tell you about the come on your face girls.
Mm. Oh.
So these every year, this guy would come to town with these four or five little crickets. And
this sounds so creepy.
Was my deal, wasn't it? Or was that
that's a Brenton ideal. That's half and half.
Is it really?
Boy, you better send Brent some Azelle too.
Hold on. Crickets is your deal?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I stole crickets from you?
Yeah, we were saying that.
Oh, shit.
It's all good. It's all good.
Bubba, do you have any original stuff? I'm starting to wonder. You know, you're the no wonder they're not letting you in the Radio Hall of Fame. They're going to let Brent and Coco in before you.
All of Bubba's fancy catchphrases that this fucking hordes of fans paid thousands of dollars for Bubba to spew were really the man right here. The guy, the number 55, middle linebacker.
I got some new ones, too, that I can sling here and there. Just come from the hip, you know?
He's got to incorporate them in when you can't put them in unnaturally. Then it sounds like you're
right.
Right.
Just sometimes subjects come up and it has me thinking about which way to go with it.
We were these comeonyourface.com girls. They come to town every year.
Filthy McNasty's another one.
They're Filthy McNasty. I don't really use that.
Joe Shit the Riz.
Joe Shit the Rag Man? I don't think I use that much anymore.
No, you don't.
Joe Shit the Riz. Coco's got his little tally marks over there for residuals.
No.
Six right now. I got for a $600 payday.
I got the spreadsheet up I'm working on over here.
He was keeping notes when he came in at the end of the Twitch show about when the bits started coming in.
Yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, the comeonyourface.com girls would come in every Super Bowl, and they would come on my show, and then they would come out to my house and suck dick.
Okay. Was that part of the deal?
Yeah. Coco will tell you.
Yeah.
And so one of the times they came when we were on Sirius Satellite, and there were no, you know, there was uncensored virtually, and they come up with this rule. You can't, because we used to have girls literally doing it right in the studio, like right there. And then remember, Coco, they had the no, you can't have penetration in the studio policy.
There were rules,
So I told Brent, that's okay. We'll just get a hotel right down the road and have Coco call in. So we get these comeonyourface.com girls, and they go down to the hotel room, and Coco's live on the phone with Lou Pickney.
Who the fuck's that?
He's just, how would you describe
Merle. He was in charge of merchandise before I was, then when Bubba sent him packing, then that's when I came in and took Merchant Merle's spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then started flaking out, I put 25 in there.
Yeah, I got axed.
You guys
started flaking. I forget, remember where we had our meeting at when you told me, I need some more mic time.
I can't believe I said that, but I guess I did.
You go, hey, Bubba, I've been back here slinging merch now for 6 months. How about some more mic time?
Hey, you got to go after what you want, right?
I didn't appreciate it back then, but now I do.
He was pissed.
I was like, Brent, tell your fucking best friend that he's lucky to even be around here. Fucking dumbass. What else would he be doing?
Yeah.
Fucking Coco.
Yeah.
I made him. Fucking asshole. He ain't shit without me. Fuck Coco.
Yeah. That's pretty much how it
went. Okay, Bubba, I'll get right on that. I'll tell him right now.
Yeah.
And so I missed it. I fucking Dave Kingman whiffed that one. I should have put fucking Coco right up. I should have stepped him right up to the pump and let him fucking get some of his rhetoric in. Right?
So what happened with these chicks? Coco was in the hotel room.
So they go to
the
hotel room, and Coco, I think I have the phone call.
Oh, you do?
I really do.
It's on on the chip. It's on that CD.
Oh, it is on the chip?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's on the chip. If it's not on the chip, it's on the Kubuki project. One of those.
If Rhett's still here.
Oh, he left.
He did?
Yeah.
So he had me on the phone, and I had her buffing my helmet, and Lou was getting his helmet buffed.
Right.
And I was given play-by-play.
You were given play-by-play. I think the code word.
Did Lou have a small dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I should bury him like that. No, it was huge.
So anyway, listen, hold on. So we couldn't, for some reason, Coco, we couldn't say come. So we had to tell, we couldn't say come. I'm coming. We couldn't say that. So we said, you're supposed to say bukkake when you're coming let us know that you're coming without saying coming. And Lou, all of a sudden, just his eyes roll in the back of his fucking head. Well, I mean, Coco, you tell the story.
Yeah,
you're shoulder to shoulder with him.
Shoulder to shoulder?
Well, not that close.
Okay, thank God.
But he was killing me, man. I was like watching him. I'm like, his eyes started rolling in the back of his head like a great white.
I think it was the first head job he'd gotten, you know,
it's the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Woodstock, at least.
And all of a sudden,
he let it go.
He had an out-of-body experience almost.
He did. He was shaking.
And he goes, bukkake, bukkake, oh, fuck, bukkake. And it ended up being a real famous line that I can't play. I wish I could find
the disc. He used to have it as a drop.
Yeah, bukkake, bukkake, oh, fuck, bukkake.
And then I was like, damn, Bubba, his eyes are rolling in the back of his head like a great white. And Bubba was dying. Oh, and then at the end, I go, man, I feel bad for the maid that's got to clean up this place. I mean, there was kids everywhere.
Jesus. I think Coco said, looks like we have a hazmat spill in this facility.
I did. Man, he told Brent, get that black card. Go get Coco in the hotel. We'll have some reindeer games. Oh, there's another one,
reindeer games. I haven't really used that one too much.
No, I know.
Pretty much Jones, Willie, and McGillicuddy are my go-to go-to deals.
Now we got Fuckboy and Pig Dick.
Yeah.
That's what
we brought those to the table.
You did.
Well,
you brought Fuckboy and Pig Dick.
I got it from Michael Rappaport.
I like what you were saying earlier,
too.
Oh, don't
bring up Michael Rappaport around Hatley.
Oh, yeah. He wants to fight
him. Oh, that's
right.
Yeah, sorry.
He wants to fucking fight him right under the surface.
I like the unpacking.
Oh, we got to unpack something.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that one. I was listening to that one today.
To the unpacking deal?
Yeah.
We got a lot to unpack here.
Like, Bubba, we're not going to unpack that one yet. Bubba was like,
yeah, there's some stuff me and Coco can't unpack. We can't unpack.
Oh, my God. I wish we could, but we can't.
One of the three threesomes we can't unpack for legal reasons.
But just great, though, that you were so kind to go, you know, wake him up and, you know, have him come down there and join you with Crispy Chris.
He was great to me when it came to Pussy Boy.
I got all my boys pussy.
He did.
Craig the Bulldog, I got him pussy.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I forgot about one.
What?
Uh-oh. Well, one time we had this cricket in, and she came into the show, and this is 98 Riz days. I don't know if I should go that far into it, but we took
Heather, the vibrator girl?
It might have been. Remember we took her to the hotel?
No, tell me.
Oh, man. So he's like, hey, Coco, we're going to go to this hotel right around the corner, and we went to the hotel, and she was a guest on the show. Can't remember why she was in there. She wasn't like a, you know, celebrity or anything. But we took her to the
Slinging
hotel.
Slinging strawberries or
and,
something?
As soon as I got mine, he goes, go sit in the car. I'm going to finish up. Yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah, we were at a real shady hotel.
It was like right by Feather Sound.
Yeah, we were at the Kentucky Inn or something.
Yeah.
That had like three hotels.
I let you go first?
Three rooms. Yeah, you let me go first, but then you were like, hey, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Go fire up the car. Get the air going.
Yeah.
God, Bubba, you're such a deviant.
Well, I mean, I was just...
Are you doing that shit now?
No,
you got little fuck buddies like Coco? And how come I'm not your fuck pal?
I was just running hard back then. We were running... I mean, think about... I mean, Coco, there probably wasn't even any athletes even running that hard, being that fucking crazy.
You're making it sound like you're the Wolf of Wall Street, Bubba.
I'm telling you, Coco right now will tell you.
It was fun.
So I'd be on 98 Rock in Feather Sound, and I'd have Heather the Vibrator Lady in my office, and I would have my boys from out of town visiting, and they would just go get sucked off while I was live on the air. While I was on the air, I was getting my boys taken care of.
I just thought of another one.
Which other one?
You're going to remember the girl from Mississippi? And I went and picked her up.
Angela.
Yeah, picked her up at Orlando Airport, and he made it mandatory that she sucks me all the way to St. Pete.
What the
And she did, too. I busted twice in her neck on the way to St. Pete.
So people that don't know, that's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive, maybe.
You have to suck them all the way to St. Pete.
It's four when you're going 20 miles per hour.
It's four when you don't get out of third gear, Zanko.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So Angela the Vibrator.
Oh, she was awesome,
she
man.
She was one of the best workers of all time.
What'd you fly her in for, Bubba? Like, was she...
For a fly-in. You bring her in for three or four days, you and the boys?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so it was just a fuck fest? It wasn't anything for the show?
No.
No, it was on the side McGillicuddy.
Just a straight on the side fuck fest.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she told me, she's like, yeah, you know, Bubba put in the heads up, blowing the order. Blow you, yeah.
Did you know that? Did Bubba say that?
No, but I couldn't get my damn trousers down to my ankles quick enough.
You didn't tell Coco that he was going to get blown, Bubba?
No, it was a surprise.
Coco, pick up this chick in Orlando. Yeah. I know it's a real long ass drive. Here's $100 for some gas and whatever.
I won't say who, but she was actually coming in for somebody else, but I won't say who. I don't think Bubba remembers, but.
Oh.
I won't say. I'll tell you off the air, and you can be like, oh, man, I forgot. But
I flew her in.
Heavy hitter. You got much respect for him,
too. Oh, I think I know.
Yeah.
Let me see here. You want to?
I can't even give you the initials. I know. You do know.
Hold on here.
You got mad respect for him.
I don't want to know if I know.
In the radio biz.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, easy.
Thought it was Ty J.
Okay,
Armstrong.
Okay, yeah.
Thank God.
I sent you a text. Ty J. Armstrong.
Hey, remember when he said on the air, when he was playing with Dallas, he goes, yep, that's him. You got it, Bubba. That's exactly who it was. And then I think you brought her back when somebody was knocking on
you. Coco tells all the fucking stories.
No. Am I not supposed to? I'm not giving any names.
No, go ahead.
But remember there was another.
I know who you're talking about.
Another guy that was banging on the door going, I can't say the nickname either. I'll give it away. But he was telling you, I need some more of that piss.
Jeez. Bubba, are you...
I'm going to leave it at that.
Are you a pimp, Bubba? Or like, were you an actual pimp?
Of course he's a pimp.
Yeah. No.
I mean pimp like...
Pimp-alicious.
I didn't know if it sounds like you were a real pimp.
No, I mean, kind of, I guess.
That's so cool.
I mean, when the boys needed pussy, they get a hold of me and I hook them up. God, I hope my son doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, he's listening. If he got to this portion of the podcast, I mean, this is the least offensive thing.
He knew I was here, too, so he might have... You know what I mean? He might have tuned in just because...
Yeah. What do you want to tell your son if he's listening right now and he's thinking about having...
Tyler, I'm a 54-year-old man that's lived the life of a famous man in this particular city. I had a lot of money at one time, as you knew. You benefited from that. But listen, we're just telling stories. We're in the show business, buddy. You can't believe any of this.
What about a helmet polish from Orlando to St. Pete?
Yeah.
That's set up by Dad.
I almost got a ticket for going too slow in the right lane.
Bubba, sir, do you know why you pulled you over? Not really. I was because you were going 30, sir. I mean, yeah, but look at what's polishing my helmet.
It's hard to push on the gas when your trousers are around your ankles.
I'm so glad I didn't know you back then, Bubba, because you would have made you. My life would not be where it is right now.
What
I don't
do
think
mean?
I'd be married. I think I'd be some sort of pervert somewhere. Joe Francis.
Why do you got to make it feel like that? Like it's just
know.
A boy. Coco ain't a perv. It's just the boys being boys. When you're fucking
I'm
money,
I'm filthy,
and you,
but I'm not a perv.
When you got money and you're a little bit famous, you roll hard.
No,
kid.
I know. It's so hard. I've never heard of this before.
Oh fuck.
I got two things. Go ahead, Seth.
No. Go ahead.
I got two things. Do you remember when we used to go to the Diamond Dolls and pepper the scrambled eggs and look at puss while we were eating scrambled eggs?
Yes.
What about the dollhouse party where I told that girl, do you want to meet Bonanza? Do you remember that?
Yes.
She got all mad.
Yes, I remember. So listen, the manager comes up to me at the dollhouse, and I got, because my buddy owns it. So we got full comp, like, we don't pay for nothing.
Yeah.
And like, and so the manager comes to me and says, hey, Bob, can I talk to you? What? One of your guys is a little bit scared one of the girls.
Aggressive.
Well, what do you mean? Well, he took her back in the VIP, and he kept asking her if she wanted to meet Bonanza. and you know, we don't give... The dollhouse, there really is no fucking in the VIP. Like, no. For real.
Not like the other place we used to go
to.
No,
not like some other places.
Yeah.
But, so the dollhouse...
The spaceship?
No. Yeah, there's some fucking goes on in there, yeah.
Pink Pony?
Oh, yeah.
Library Lounge?
No. Fucking Oz Daytime was strong, but you had to be there before 4.
You did.
Home of the day. I mean, you know.
And they were up for 3 days, the ones you were with.
Once you'd get back in the back, literally were gobbing shit. I mean, they were fucking up. You were on, you know, they were probably.
Krusty Klaus.
So the guy goes, hey, you know, there's the girls here aren't the same as the kind of girls he's used to. No.
You got that right.
They don't want meat bonanzas. They just want $40.
I just looked at her and go, how about a meat bonanza? I mean, I didn't think I was asking anything. I mean, all she had to say was no. She didn't have to go complain to the manager.
She did.
I was already rubbing
was
on
like,
that thing.
Coco, would you fucking calm down? Yeah. And then Coco would get mad that I just kind of redirected
Scolded
him. And he'd
me.
Be like, maybe you get real. I wanted to go out in the parking lot to walk it off. You're so mad. I'd be like, Hallie, where's Coco's having a meltdown. He's fucking having to walk off. Why? Because you fucking yelled at him. I didn't yell at him. I just told him to quit accosting the fucking help.
I went outside to go hook that banana somewhere.
Did you pay for his dances, Bubba? Like, would
you
pay?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
You're a hell of a hand.
Honestly, I don't think I ever paid for anything when we went out, ever.
Yeah, I mean, it was
he had it.
I always picked it up.
And he actually bought lunch the other day, so things are still good.
It was.
Wow, Bubba, that's incredible.
Nah. I had a gift card from Tara.
Exactly.
Coco smashes the pitchers. He loves to smash the pitchers.
Oh, I just order a full pitcher all by myself.
Yeah.
We know that Coco was out of your life when you were living in a trailer and thinking about putting a gun in your mouth, but luckily you've recovered from that.
But I will tell you this, man. If I had, when I was at the lowest point of my life, I could have called Coco up. And I could have called Bryn, and I could have called a lot of my friends up. I just didn't want to bother him with my fucking, you know, my crocodile tears.
I hear you.
Most definitely. You know that.
But I should have. Because Coco is truly him and Craig and Brent, you know, Fabrizi, you know, Jimmy Clevis, the Diacos, Blitz. I got some really, really good friends that would help me out. I just didn't want to bother anybody. I just rather just fucking kill myself.
Were you involved with Bubba's run for sheriff, Coco?
Brent and I were going
to hang out signs.
We were actually.
Coco, do you remember you had to put signs together with no shirt on? Remember?
Yes.
We were in my house in the garage, and we turned our 3-bay garage into a full blown production facility.
Yes.
With wooden stakes and Bubba for sheriff signs, right?
And
Bubba Brent had like a clipboard and be like, Coco, we need to put some in District 5 and District 9 and District 6. And Coco goes, I can't build them fucking fast enough.
I was so burned out on those damn signs. When I pounded that last mother effer into the ground, I was so happy. I mean, we pounded the shit out of them.
Coco would have to get up at 4 in the morning. And go fucking do signs, remember?
And then, yeah, and then come in and do Merchant Merle. In the, and then he'd have about 7 signs in each yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
I got 38. I did get 38% of the vote, though.
I know.
No one was more devastated by the loss than Coco. I think you
actually. I remember during the election for some
reason. I would have had to pound more signs to get reelected
for 4 years. Bring back Clem. I actually, for some reason, knew that I was not even having. Bay News 9 caught me in Dallas on a layover on my way to Vegas to see if I would concede. I'm flying to Vegas.
Bay News 9, you're talking about them like they're TMZ.
No, I'm just saying, but Bay News 9 called my cell phone during the sheriff election of whatever, 2000, I think.
Yeah, it was 2000.
And I'm flying to Vegas, and I'm in Dallas, and they're like, I'm like, hello? And they're like, Bubba, are you ready to concede? What do you mean? You're going to lose the sheriff race. I'm like, I knew I wasn't going to fucking win anyway. That's why I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, I remember you wanted to get out of town. That, I don't think that was a planned trip. I think you were like, you know what? I think you told Brent and I that you were just...
I need to get out. Yeah. And I don't even know that I went with... I think I may have met... I think I flew in Mississippi.
Yeah. I think you gave him a zombie dog because you didn't want them to know exactly where you were.
Right.
But Coco, did you know that Bubba had no intention of ever winning that election when you were pounding those signs?
No. He didn't tell me to.
You could really get Coco off the path a few times. He didn't know. Took Coco a while to figure stuff out.
Yeah, he didn't tell me the next day until the results came in.
I think he thought he was going to be like your first lieutenant or something, Bubba. Oh, he was going to be like.
If I had known that, I would have had a big bonfire.
I would have given Coco some fucking job. I made park ranger or some bullshit.
Park ranger with my shitty badge. Reno 911 shorts.
Hey, speaking of which, didn't you and fucking our one friend move to Vegas for about a year?
Yes.
Didn't you go there for, I did. You know, he still has my watch, that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a sore subject.
I asked him about it, and he said he didn't know what you were talking about when I was out there. I know. I just stayed out of it. I'm like, okay.
You know that I gave him a badass, like an $1,800 watch.
I remember that.
His name was Tom, wasn't it?
No. Chris.
Chris McLaughlin or something.
No, I won't say his full name. Yeah. I don't want to bury him.
But he stole my watch. I don't have no problems.
Oh, I know.
The watch, kid.
Yeah.
Didn't one time you were in Vegas at the shoe carnival and you saw fucking Flavor Flav?
I did. I did. Like the second day I was living there, I'm in the outlet out there. And I look over and there's Flavor Flav.
Shopping or like doing an appearance?
Shopping.
His shoe carnival. Legs.
And he had his damn clock on under his shirt.
Going, gone. Yeah. I called 911 a long time ago. Can't you see how fast they reacting?
Yeah,
they only come when they come when they wanna.
Yeah.
How was Vegas?
I loved it. When I moved out there, I got a pretty decent job. I worked for Cox Media out there. Yeah, I was, not in the communications.
Not in the broadcasting.
Right, I was slinging.
value pack.
Yeah, I was slinging the bundle. Let me bundle you up, Jones. But I was making decent money,
right?
You know, and
how was the puss action out
there? Oh, my God. You know, you've been out there. It's amazing.
I know. It's different to live there.
Yeah, true. But what you know that the Iggy is, you got to hang around the airport because they're flying in left and right and they're ready to get crazy. You don't even have to hit the local nasties out there. You can get some old block rocker from Utah or friggin' Virginia to come in there.
Some block rocker from Virginia who's all starstruck as soon as she walks in and sees her first fucking slot machine. She wants to suck it right down to zero.
Yeah, and they're all on bachelorette parties and they're all ready to get drunk and end up in the puckle brush. So
you would just literally, you and homeboy would sit at the airport?
Sit at the airport, play
some
slots.
Look for a real 80s block rock in West Virginia, bitch.
Yeah.
Come in.
Yeah, and say, how about you give my thing a Captain Hook one time?
I know that you said you're not a pervert, you're a nasty, but I think that you're definitely both, and that's okay.
I mean, he's an adult perverted nasty. We all are.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Like,
we all are,
hanging
buddy.
Out at the airport.
So are you. You're married, but deep down, if you were not married, would you not be a McNasty like we?
Well, I don't think I have the bravado to hang out at an airport and ask for a hook. I don't
a think Captain Hook. Yeah, a Captain Hook on my slinky.
I don't have the bravado to ask for a Captain Hook on my slinky.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I applaud it. I could never do that.
No. But listen, I got the Iggy when I moved out there by the friend he's talking about. Here's what we got to do. So I was like, okay, let me check it out. And then when I was 3 for 3, I said, the airport ain't such a bad deal.
Where did you guys live, in an apartment kind of deal?
We did. We lived right by Red Rock Casino. So we were off of the strip, which was cool because, listen, I couldn't live like close to the strip and be out there like 24 hours because it's nonstop.
Fucking craziness.
But we were like 15 or 20 minutes away, so I could get away from that madness. And then on the weekends, if I wanted to zip down, I could get back into it.
I mean, you can always get into some fucking crazy shit. Like, there's always illegal.
And you know what's crazy? Even the prostitutes out there are hot, man. Like, you wouldn't even think they were prostitutes. I mean, they are smoking.
They don't like have meth.
I mean, that's what I heard.
Right. That's what you heard. Allegedly. Word on the street.
Yeah.
I've never been to Vegas.
Really?
You'd be afraid. You'd be afraid.
Well, I am afraid of hookers and cocaine. I'm just a weed.
You don't got to be afraid. You can find some. You don't have to be afraid of any of that.
I would just want to get high and stay in the hotel room or maybe hit a buffet up. But even now, because of COVID.
Why couldn't we get you high and, you know.
What? Go to a show?
You can get them zipped up on the blow, though. You don't even have to do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They get crazy.
The hookers or the.
All of the above.
Oh, wow.
If they do blow, they'll get nuts.
And I bet you there's all kinds of blow out in Vegas. Oh, yeah. I mean, they probably do more. There's probably more blow in Vegas than Miami.
No, Miami's got more blow.
Yeah, what do you think? What city do you think's got the most blow?
Miami.
By far?
Yeah, because that's where it's all coming in, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's real trendy down there to do some blow, right?
And you got some people with some loot down there, so.
Have you done blow, Bubba?
Never. Never. Well, I take that back. I did. Somebody gave me a gummy once. Some guy had it.
A cocaine gummy?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I've never heard of that.
No, not a gummy. Listen.
Tyler, turn this off.
I was at this party when I was in college, and this guy, they were doing cocaine, and I was like, I don't do that shit. And so some guy was like in a different room, and a guy came up, and he put his finger in my mouth. And he had like some residue on there, and it made my gums all numb and shit. And I told him, his name was Virgil, like, don't you ever fucking do that again.
He fish hooked you?
He did. He kind of fish hooked me. He did. And he made my mouth all numb. I guess it's called a gummer or something. And I didn't like it. And I was like, no. Stop.
I remember you. I actually remember that happening now that you say that. Yeah. I remember you were pissed off that he did that.
Yeah. I don't want to hook. Nobody wants to get Captain Hooked when you're not expecting a Captain Hook.
No. Well, that's disgusting, Bubba. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah. So I don't have any desire to even do that.
No, you're a downer kind of guy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like this fucking podcast. Bring him right down to zero.
He likes cooking the twigs.
He likes cooking with twigs.
We got to call it that from now on.
Cooking with twigs?
Cooking the twigs.
Yeah.
You do love cooking the twigs.
Well, Coco, here's the thing, man. If you ever come back to Florida, man, we've got to, like, you know, try to incorporate you into my world somehow because you're so fucking funny.
Well, I appreciate it.
You really
it.
Are.
I do. I appreciate it.
Get you and Hatley back.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, Bubba, can you imagine if you just had like the foresight back then to get rid of Manson and Spice and let Coco have more real estate here and maybe come hire me?
I should have got rid of fucking Spice before you stole the fucking goods and then put Coco in seat three and we all, you know, hard telling what we'd probably be in prison right now. Yeah. Me and Coco be wearing orange blues in Stark, Florida.
Prison number 987-643.
Yeah.
Adebisi.
Yeah. From The Wire?
Oz.
Oh, that's Oz, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great reference.
Yeah, that's where good. Shut Up and Spot Me Robson came from. J.K. Simmons.
They were in the weight room, and he told this black guy, shut up and spot me when he was doing bench press, right?
He goes, shut up, spot me, Robson.
By the way, Oz does not hold up whatsoever.
Oh,
it looks like it was shot in the 80s when you go back and watch it. But it was a fantastic series when it was on.
It was awesome. The gay stuff, man, was tough.
It was, yeah.
It was tough. But it was a good series. Yeah. Think of how many of those actors went on to play Law & Order and all that.
Almost all of them.
And now you got friggin' the head of the Aryans. The head of the Aryans running the State Farm.
Oh, yeah.
J.K. Simmons, yep.
Yeah,
crazy.
Listen, if you're gonna
wasn't Rick Foss?
He was
Fox on Oz.
He was,
and the guy from Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah, he played
Ernie
the warden.
Hudson.
Yeah, he played the warden.
Here's the thing: if you're gonna fuck a dude on HBO, you're gonna get other work, like fucking a dude on camera or playing that role.
But they're not really doing it, are they?
No, I know. But when you put yourself out there as an actor, as an artist, you will get other work from people that respect the profession,
the art.
The craft.
Now there was scenes where they were really making out. I mean, making out.
Yeah,
guys.
Yes, J.K. Simmons was one of them.
You gonna go back and watch it, Bubba?
Keller, the guy that
pull
plays,
my noodle. Come on now.
I forget his real acting name, but he played Keller on Oz, and he played Schillinger, who was J.K. Simmons. He played his boyfriend, and he was in a lot of kiss scenes.
Where was Rick Fox? Was he?
He was hanging out with the essays. He was hanging out with the Mexicans.
How many seasons was he in it?
I think two or three.
Is that your favorite show? You remember a lot of details about it.
Oh, he loves fucking Oz.
Yeah,
and The Wire,
Brent
too.
And I actually used
the
to
The Wire's great. I mean, The Wire
was awesome.
The Wire, I know, like Bubbles
Oz,
and all that. Yeah.
Oz was the first HBO series, like the hit. That was before Sopranos.
Yes.
So then, you know, we kind of got into the HBO series from the Oz deal,
okay.
And then it carried over to The Wire. And but yeah, you're a fan of The Wire as well?
Yeah, The Wire's my favorite show of all time.
How about Breaking Bad?
Right below The Wire for me. But I like The Wire to me is number one just because it had more players. It had more like actors and pieces than Breaking Bad. That's why I give it the nod. I just think some of those, like when I think back on it, I mean, Prop Joe and just some of the characters and stories. And who was the drunk cop? The fucking Irish guy.
Oh, yeah. What was his name? It's been so long.
Yeah, but that fuck, like all the guy, I thought I loved all the characters.
And then the guy that
so.
Played Barksdale was the guy from that played Remember the Titans, the black defensive end. I forget his acting name. And then. The other guy that played Stringer Bell, his right-hand man, he's
a big star now.
Yeah, he was in a lot of movies. But I can't disagree with that. The Wire was probably my favorite HBO series as well. Did you like Game of Thrones?
Loved it. Yeah. Love Game
I
of Thrones.
I never got into it. I never, I mean, I.
I don't know if that'd be something that Bubba would like.
I think if since Bubba's cooking with the twigs now, I think that he might. That's the only way you can watch Game
He'd
of
like
Thrones.
Like the White Walkers?
Yeah, you got to really let yourself go, man. You got to just really
Isn't
go.
It like 10 seasons, though?
No.
8, I believe.
Bubba, here's the thing. It's a phenomenal show, but you got to just go, I'm just going to suspend disbelief or suspend your belief. You just got to go, hey, you know what? I'm okay with whatever happens here, and it's not real, and it couldn't ever be real.
Right.
Then you could enjoy the show.
But see, I don't think you never liked that Dungeons and Dragons.
No, I don't like that kind of shit.
I never did either, though. But there was something about that. There's something like you get.
I heard there was a lot of fucking.
And
incest.
What about True Blood? Did you ever get into that?
I did, but I didn't like it.
Me
it was fucking
Me
stupid.
Either.
The shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
I got to be honest. I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Oh my god,
I know that's terrible.
That's as
I probably should
me,
have admitted that
that's
on the podcast.
Well, hold on. I mean, that's as bad as me saying I didn't watch any Game of Thrones.
No, that's okay because that's different. Like Game of Thrones is it's not for everybody. Breaking
Bad.
Yeah,
but Coco would really like the characters in fucking Breaking Bad.
I'm gonna binge watch it.
Do you
when
have
I get back
time
to
binge watch shit?
Oh
if
yeah,
you
I
do,
live in Maine.
You barely got internet up there.
Because right. Seriously, if you do,
are you still on dial-up, Coco, up there?
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely one of the greatest shows of all time. So, I mean, I'm a Game of Thrones and a Wire guy, so I think you'd probably love Breaking
Coco,
Bad.
Perfect. You would love Breaking Bad. Fucking Walter, what was it?
Walter White.
Walter White as a straight fucking pimp. Oh, my God.
There's no doubt that I would because I've heard multiple people say what Seth just said, is that it's the best show, best series
it's
ever.
It's probably top three.
Now, that's got a few seasons in it as well, doesn't it? 10, 12?
No, not that many. It's probably about 6 or 7.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Have you started watching Ozarks or anything like that, Coco?
I did. I kind of couldn't get into that. I don't know if I didn't give it enough time. I only watched like maybe the first 3 episodes.
Same here. I didn't get into Ozark.
How about Billions?
No.
No Billions?
Nobody's even recommended that one. I don't know about that one.
It's Showtime. You know, not everybody has it. I don't.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
Bubba, you I have to watch on the dark web.
You got
right after Bang Bus.
Right after Bang Bus. You say right after Bang Bus?
Captain Stabbing.
Were you on the Bang Bus? Were you ever on the Bang Bus?
No,
me?
Coco. He seems like the kind of guy that would be on the Bang Bus.
Oh, if we were doing a promotion with the Bang Bus, we would have sent him.
Oh, for sure.
But no, he was never on the
never
Bang
Bus.
He was only on comeonyourface.com as a guy. Not
Are they even around still?
I don't think so.
That's a shame.
I don't think so.
We'll have a research team get on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't pull that one up on my phone here.
Coco is the one thing, Seth, that you would absolutely love about Coco is he's huge sports guy. He's really good sports guy. Like, you know.
Yeah. Brent and I actually did a sports show on the Sports Animal. And we did a sports show on Radio I.O. when Bubba had Radio I.O.
No
so that
shit.
Was our, that was
what
our
your,
thing.
Yeah. What are your teams?
I like Dallas. And then being from up north, I like the Celtics and hoops.
Okay.
Gators.
The Gators.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Gator fan in football.
And Brent's obsessed with the Gators, right?
He is, but I think it used to be a lot worse. I don't think he is as much now. But, man, when we were working for Bubba, man, he was
– Yeah.
I don't think there was a day he didn't have a Gator jersey. How many of those total do you think you have?
30.
I was going to say. I was going to say 25, and I thought I might be on the
high
so side.
Coco loves the Celtics.
Yep.
Coco loves.
Huge Bird fan. One of my favorite players ever. Obviously, Bubba, good friends with
Larry
him.
Larry Bird, the
met
fucking
Jeff Bird.
Man.
I've met Jeff Bird a couple times.
You know, I sometimes get into a YouTube vortex about the best of Bird and like watching and about how he used to talk all the shit and stuff.
I love that guy.
I think John Stockton, I saw something one time, and John Stockton was saying,
we had this one guy that was guarding Larry, and it was tied up. No, we were, the Celtics were down by two, and there was like 3 seconds left. And Bird, they call, Utah calls a timeout, or Celtics call a timeout. And Larry goes to Stockton and says, "You better put somebody better on me than the guy you got on me." There was a white guy on him. And Larry got mad and said, "You better put a black guy on me who can guard me, because I'm going to shoot it from right there. I'm going to win it."
Yeah, that guy's not going to do it.
And he went and literally, and John Stockton said he shot the ball exactly where he showed me he was going to shoot it from, and they won the game by one.
That's fucked up to say that to John Stockton, too, who's a hell of a player.
So. I said, "You better get somebody better than this guy on me."
I've got another one for you. I was actually listening to the Dan Patrick show one time, and he had Stockton, same player, on. I don't know. He must have been terrorizing them. And he walked up to him and Malone that were sitting on the bench during warmups, and he goes, "I'll probably drop 47 today on you."
Yeah, that's what he said.
And then he said halfway through the third quarter, he had 47 and he checked himself out.
He checked himself out.
I didn't know he had that much swagger back then.
Oh, yeah. And then one time McHale scored 50, and he told McHale, "You better watch out, because I'm going to throw in 60 tomorrow night against Dallas." And he threw in 60, remember?
Yeah.
He told McHale, I didn't want you to have the spotlight more than a day.
You think he's the second biggest shit talker of all time next to MJ?
If you Google it, supposedly he was one of the biggest shit talkers of all times.
Yep.
Like, even more so than MJ.
Like, I don't even see Magic Johnson as a shit talker compared to those
two
guys.
No, fuck no.
Well, Magic will go back and forth with you, too.
Yeah. What about Isaiah? Did he ever go back and forth?
Oh, Larry hated Isaiah.
Yeah, I hate Isaiah,
Well, everybody
too.
Hates Isaiah. Yeah.
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 Yeah. He's a dick. I don't like him. I mean, I obviously don't know him, but this is a player. You know some players, like Lambeer.
Yeah.
Lambeer was a dick.
He can't even jump over a phone book.
Did you see the Bulls 30 for 30? Or the 10-part series?
Oh, it was awesome. So good. It was so good.
It was awesome.
It was so good.
Now, let me ask you this, Seth. Have you ever seen the video of the Dream Team when they had Magic had his squad? It was the West versus the East against Jordan.
Yeah, and they were practicing and they were trying to, it was like they were trying to have like a Magic
scrimmage.
And they went like they were going hard at each other.
Finally fucking.
And Bird didn't even play for the East because he had the bad back during that Dream
He was
team.
Over there in the corner fucking lay down Willie.
Diggling. Yeah.
He was lay down Willie. My back's broke. And so anyway, fucking Michael Jordan and so Magic, you know, tells all the old timers, "Fuck this kid, man. I'm going to come in here and show this little motherfucker who the main, you know, old school." And about that time, Michael turned it on, and Magic goes, "Man, I couldn't keep up with him."
Yeah.
Remember? He's like, motherfucker had a whole nother gear.
Yeah.
The glory days of basketball.
Oh, but think of those players, man, because the West had, it was
Barkley,
Magic, Carl Malone, Olajuwon.
Carl Malone.
Drexler.
Stockton. Yep. Yeah. Drexler. And then the East had.
Chris Mullin.
Yep, Chris Mullin. He could shoot.
Yeah. East had Bird, Pippen. Barkley. Pippen.
No, Barkley was Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, he was.
Ewing.
Ewing. Who are we missing?
Larry.
Right, let me think. Larry, Pippen, Jordan. Well, Larry wasn't playing. Pippen, Jordan.
Oh, Christian Laettner.
No, they Magic even says, he goes, "You can have the college guy," but he didn't get no playing time. He was
massaging Larry's back.
Exactly.
Why did they not put Shaq on that team? Why Christian Laettner?
I think he was just so young.
I don't think Shaq was 92.
I thought the big conversation, I was just a kid back then. I just thought the big conversation was that it was like between Shaq, Laettner, and somebody else, and they just took the fucking safe pick with Laettner.
Well, obviously they fucked up.
Maybe shit.
Laettner's one of the biggest chokes in basketball, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think he had a decent career, but he got picked like number three, I think, overall. So, yeah, he never lived up to that.
Him and Big Country, Bryant Reeves had the same stat.
How about Sam Perkins instead of Michael Jordan?
No way.
Remember that? Oh. I forget who picked Sam Perkins, and they should have got
the Supersonics.
Yeah, Michael was available. Michael went. Didn't Michael go fourth?
And what about the team that took Sam Bowie or whatever?
Bowie.
Yeah, he went number one overall. They got caught napping at the wheel.
Indiana Pacers could have picked up Larry Bird the same year the Celtics did. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but thank God they didn't.
Bubba, you guys only forgot one player on the fucking Dream Team.
Who?
David Robinson.
Yeah, the fucking
East West.
The Colonel.
Forgetting East, too, because...
The East wasn't... I just got Patrick Ewing, Larry Bird, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan. It looks like the majority of the Dream Team was from the West.
Yeah, a bunch of fuckers.
Really?
Bunch of fuckers.
Yeah.
Bunch of fuckers.
What a team, though, man.
Oh, yeah, I know. What a team. I don't know that, and plus the players were not nearly as
selfish and like, I don't know. There is still a sense of team unity.
Yep. We talked about this the other day, Bubba. I don't even watch basketball anymore.
I don't either.
It's terrible. And like you said, they're all prima donnas. There's players out there getting supermaxes that don't deserve half of that kind of money.
I tell you, though, who does deserve it is that motherfucker from Milwaukee, the Greek Freak.
Oh, yeah.
He's a real deal.
He got the supermax. Yeah.
You know what? That kid deserves it. He plays.
Yeah, but you know what? He needs fucking two other superstars around him or he's not going to win the championship.
I saw that.
He needs help.
Somebody said the Bucks were looking to try to get that Oladipo with the guy from Pacers.
Oladipo?
Yeah.
He can shoot it.
Oladipo was Indiana Hoosier, was he not?
I don't know.
Yes, he was. Yes, fucking check
he
it
was,
out, kid.
He was.
James Harden is the piece everybody wants right now.
Is he that good?
I mean, I think if you're the 76ers or what's the other team that wants him? The Nets, I think, yeah, you take him.
Who's he playing for now?
Houston.
I thought he got traded.
He wants to get traded.
He did a while back from the Thunder is where he originally was.
He's been with the Rockets for a long time. Yeah, and he wants
he's
to get
the one that looks like 25, kind of.
He does, beard. With a beard, yeah. What about this trade? Do you remember when the Hornets picked Vlade Divac?
Yeah, and they Hornets picked Kobe.
Yes,
and
I'm sorry.
With the Hornets picked Kobe, yep. And they'd already worked out a deal with L.A. for as soon as they signed him, then they would flip him over to L.A. for Vlade and a first rounder the next year.
How bad are you shitting your undergarments when you make a trade like that?
And by the way, Vlade only played two more years for them, and that was it.
I thought Kobe wasn't going to play for anybody but the Lakers. It was kind of understood that he wanted to play for the Lakers. I thought. Was that not ever said?
I don't remember that, but okay. God, it's been so long
I think
so
that was
ago.
The deal, though. I think he said, I'm not playing for
so
the fucking...
So you think he kind of strong-armed him into that situation?
Like Elway did against the Colts, remember?
Yeah.
Remember Elway and Bo Jackson did with fucking Tampa?
And Eli Manning.
Yeah, Bo Jackson gave Tampa a sidewinder.
Bo Jackson told the fucking guy, do not draft me. I am not going to go.
Yep.
Dumbass Hugh Culverhouse drafts him, and Bo says, fuck you, I'll stay in college.
Yeah, he should have listened to Bo, because Bo wasn't, he made it
and do you
clear
know why? Do you know
that
he why? Do you know why that happened?
Come to Tampa. Yeah, it was something about, Bo felt disrespected. I can't remember
exactly.
Yeah,
I'll tell you why. Hugh Culverhouse, the owner of the Bucks, back in the start of the franchise, was this old Southern white guy, and somebody asked him one time what he thought about interracial marriages.
Oh,
and he
no.
said he thought it was wrong.
That's right.
And Bo was dating dating a white girl at the time.
Word spread fast back in the day like that?
Oh, it did. Pony Express was a motherfucker. And so Bo was like fucking straight up. Bo was a straight up gentleman. He said, I'm just telling you right now, Mr. Culverhouse, we don't have the same beliefs. I don't think I could play for you. Please do not waste your pick and don't draft me. I don't appreciate what you said.
Yeah, he said he was going to go play with the Royals.
He said it's a fucking deal breaker. And what's dumbass Culverhouse? Oh, we're going to be able to lure him with a few. Fuck you, buddy. Bo said, pack sand. I'll sit out 1 year and go get supplemental from the fucking Al Davis and the Raiders.
Yep, he sure did.
And Al Davis says, date all the white bitches, black bitches, Latin bitches, and give me your leftovers, Bo Jackson. Right? Just win, Bo. Win.
Yeah.
He was a fucking beast, was he not?
Oh, Bo and Herschel are probably two of the best powerful just running back / athletes.
Herschel, man, was a fucking beast, too.
Oh, my God, man.
I was watching some Bo Jackson. It was his birthday a month or so ago. They posted old videos on NFL on Instagram or something. And watching Bo Jackson now and seeing how other NFL running backs run, it's unbelievable how big and fast he is.
Oh, my God. Man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like...
How about that time he gave Brian Bosworth the good news?
Oh, yeah.
That was the best thing that ever happened to Bo.
He set him into the 17th row of the stands.
Remember that one time for Seattle, he kept running into the dome.
Same game. That was the same game. He had that run earlier in that game, and then just for icing on the cake, he sent Bosworth into the stands.
He did. Bosworth was the biggest flop job next to Tony Mandrich ever.
Oh, man.
Although, you know, I watched a thing on Tony Mandrich, and he came back. A lot of people don't know. He came back and had a pretty successful career with the Colts.
Yeah,
and Lindy and Fonte.
He did.
Came back and, you know, he was so hopped up on shit that he would have syringes in his pants on the practice field and then ask if he could go pee and then like break out this syringe and give himself the good news and the ass cheeks.
Yeah, he was out of control, man. But he was a big specimen, man.
Yeah, but he was a fucking shitty.
You guys could have had Barry. I hate to bring
you
up
that. You could have had Barry fucking Sanders and I got Tony. Story of my career. Could have had Barry Sanders and I got fucking Tony Mandrich.
You could have had Barry and Coco.
Yeah, I could have had you, Coco. You are that. Joking. You know, I got Tony Mandrich, and I could have had you. Mandrich. I could have had you.
No, he's like the Kurt Warner. Like, he discovered him late, you know? Yeah. Like, you didn't find him late.
I played with the Iowa Barnstormers for a couple of years.
Coco, I will tell you, I got you penciled in as the next man in if you're in the same zip code, buddy.
Cool, man.
We can get you in. We'll set you up for Maine. We can get you on.
Yeah, we can zoom you up, Willie. They have those technologies up there, don't
they? Oh,
we?
Yeah.
It'd be
yeah.
good to know that I could call Coco if I need to kill time on my sports show next season.
Or if you need to try to renegotiate your deal
definitely.
Down here.
Well, there's no deal to negotiate.
Coco, I could go on and on with you, but I got to take you to the airport.
I know. Hey, it's been real, fellas.
Yeah, you're awesome, man. It was great to hang out with you.
Coco, nice to meet you, Seth.
Coco,
pleasure.
For real. Like, I'm for real. If you ever come back here, buddy, you need to make me your first call. I'll work you in, kid.
Sounds good.
I promise you I will.
Sounds good, man.
Man, what great times.
You got to hook him up with one of your crickets?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Whatever I got,
yeah.
says.
Yeah.
Well, I
mean, we've had four.
It.
We've had so he says we've had three foursomes. Or I'm four,
because I forgot about that old hotel cricket.
Four threesomes.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's not a bad gig.
That's not a bad gig. Coco, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, who was the name of the T-shirt guy that blew his load again? Bukkake.
Lou Pickney.
Lou Pickney. Okay.
Bukkake. Bukkake.
Oh fuck, wow, Bukkake. I said chill. Up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your